This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. That measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after a heated debate. U.S. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says he will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed that legislation. Two drop advanced across the Caribbean Saturday night as potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast, one dumping rain on Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, while the other was pushing through the gap between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach Louisiana at or close to hurricane force just 2 days apart next week. A hurricane watch was issued for the New Orleans metro area, which was pummeled by Hurricane Katrina in August of 2005. Two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time, according to records going back to at least 1900. And that is according to Colorado State University hurricane researcher Phil Klotzbach. He said the last time two tropical storms were in the Gulf together was in 1959. He added the last time two storms made landfall in the United States within 24 hours of each other was in 1933. The world has hit another COVID-19 milestone, surpassing 800,000 deaths, with the United States and Brazil's combined total being well over a third. There are more than 23.1 million infections globally, with the United States, Brazil, and India together making up more than half of that. This is VOA News.